Welcome back to our shiur on Dat Tivunot. Today we're going to actually be taking it again from the top. We had done only about two lines the last time as part of our introduction. So we're going to get it again and go step by step as we move through this sefer. Dat Tivunot, the knowing heart. Amra HaNeshama, the Neshama says, Tavati Ratzoni L'Tyashev Al K'tat Dvarim Otam Shenema Behem. My desire, my want, is to become settled about a few things that it says regarding them. V'hashivota elavecha, and you shall set this upon your heart. Ki Hashem hu Elokim, that God, that Hashem is God. Harehem mikre emunatenu. This is from the fundamentals of our faith. Shechayav kol adam nirdof acharei yidiatam, that every person has to strive after knowledge of them. Kol ashetesigido, every person according to his abilities. Now, as we mentioned briefly last time, and I'm going to emphasize now, there is an idea that there are certain tenets of our faith, 13 in number, which we had talked about last time, which are fundamentals. And those are things that we must have perfect belief in. That means to say, if necessary, even blind faith. Meaning that up to that degree, regardless of what we may personally have feelings about, what we may have developed some sort of thoughts that lead us in another direction, we have to always bring ourselves to at least, at the very least, a sense of blind faith that this is the way it is, whether I understand it or I do not understand it. Nevertheless, even though we have this idea that a person should have blind faith at the very least, that is the very least. The optimal situation is to have knowledge, meaning to bring things to a point where they're so settled in our mind that we set upon them as being, that is the way it is. That is the way it is from every aspect that I can possibly imagine. I understand it fully. It's completely and totally within my senses of knowledge and understanding and logic. I fully and totally absorb and accept that this is the way it is. Now that's the ideal situation. And in this case, this is what the neshama is asking the seichel. What she wants, what the neshama wants, is this ability to be able to fully be settled and not have to rely on a sense of open, blind faith, but rather be settled with the matter. Amar ha-seichel, ana panecha muadot. He says, what would you like to know about? There are 13 fundamentals. On which of them do you wish to understand? So the neshama now responds. Now all the 13 principles of faith, they are fully believed by me without any question. Again, this is that level of blind faith. But there are those that I believe, and there are those that I also understand. There are those that I have faith about, but they're not what I understand, they're not what I know. I mean, the neshama was not able, in this particular situation, the speaker was not able to understand them, to bring it to a level where it was settled within one's mind. Amar HaSeichel. Now the Seichel responds, Ezem u'matim lach, ezem u'vorim lach. Which of them are those that you believe with blind faith, and which are those that you understand, that you have been able to bring them to the level of reason? Amar HaNeshama. The Neshama responds, Hine metziyot Hashem, the belief in the existence of God, Yichudo, His unique oneness, Nitzchiyuto, His everlastingness, that he is not with a body and there is no sense of corporeality regarding him. Chidush Olam, the creation of the world from nothing. Nevuah, prophecy. Nevuat Moshe, the prophecy of Moshe. Torah min haShemayim v'nitzchiyuta shelo tishtane, that the Torah is from heaven, that it is forever and that it is not going to change. Kol advarim ha'ele ani ma'menet ve'ani mivinatam. So all these things, the Neshama says, I understand them, I believe them, and I understand them. Ve'ani sricha behem bi'ur. I don't need explanation regarding them, and I don't need to bring them to any sort of level of understanding and knowledge. That's already given by me. I understand those. Aval hashkacha. The things that I am having issues with, that I really want to be able to absorb on a deeper level, that I want to be able to understand and have them settle. So one of them is hashkacha, is providence. The way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Schar va'onesh, reward and punishment. Biat ha-Mashiach, the coming of the Mashiach, utchiyat ha-Metim, the coming of the Mashiach, and the future resurrection. Ma'menat ani, now all these things I believe in. Vadai, without any question, because I have an obligation, because this is an obligation from the Torah. But aval hayiti chafetza lizbor behem svara she'eshkot ba. Aval, I want to be able to hold from these things not just as a matter of belief, but as something which is settled and understood. Okay, Amar Asechel, the Sechel says, Mahu amit kashelach baze. So what is it that's difficult for you to understand about these things? So Amar Neshama. So Neshama responds, Hamisibot hagdolot. There's all these things that occur in the world that always seem to be the opposite, at first glance, of that there's a God that is actually running the world. It seems sometimes that everything is just taking its scientific course of action. Now, of course, all the more so, since the fact that we don't actually see the end of the matter. It's not unfrequent that we see only part of the big picture. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from His creations? Why is He directing them? Why didn't He just create them and leave them on their own? Let them survive. Let them grow. Let them be. Why should he have any sort of continued influence in the world? Uma harit kol ele, and what's the end of all these things? Kimase Hashem yibrach nira behem rochav kol kach gadol she'en shum lev machil otam. Because when the matters of God, the things that God does, they appear to be so wide, so great, that there's no possibility of one's heart to be able to contain them. There's no way to understand them. The neshama is saying, I can't put them into perspective in my mind. Vahiti rotza shetelamedeni derech yeshara. I want that you, the seichel, I want you, the intellect, I want you to present to me these matters and to teach me a yashar, a straight path in these. Lahavin yoshar in yanim ha'ele, to know the right way about all these things. And building the tot yaminusmol. That shouldn't bring me to the right or to the left. And it makes a lot of sense. If you think about these particular matters, these are the very things that today we find on a constant basis are our biggest challenges, that we're presented in every direction that we turn, constantly with some other group or some other organization or some other cult or religion that is presenting to us that, yes, we believe in one God. Yes, we believe in all the things that you believe in, but there is these specific aspects that are always being attacked. The ideas, for example, of again, whether God has providence, whether or not He's always in the world, or is it the fact that God just sort of created things and then science sort of takes over? Reward and punishment. And you see good things happening to bad people, and bad people having good, and bad things happening to good people. How can this be? There's even books written on it in the secular world trying to understand these concepts. And it goes without saying that in our particular generation, one of the most, perhaps not the most of all time, but certainly our generation has had extreme turmoil over the last 10 years or 12 years, specifically regarding the coming of Mashiach and the matters of Tchiyat HaMetim and things like that, to the point where people are completely and totally confused as to what, in fact, is Jewish belief regarding these matters. Amar HaSechel, now the intellect responds, but here, the things that you want to understand so clearly, these are difficult matters. They're very deep. Such as the matters as a righteous person, which is having problems with difficulties, or a rasha v'tovlo, or a rasha, or an evil person who is prospering. That these were matters that were difficult. even for the wise and the prophets. Vafilu Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, even for Moshe. Even for Moshe Rabbeinu, he had problems. Sheiv Shalasikam, your person cannot understand these things completely. Amra Neshama. So the Neshama responds. Hapratim, the details. Shloch Halavin Heaniach. Okay, listen. Those things which I can't understand completely, fine, let me put them aside. But at the very least, the general principles of these matters, they should be clear and they should be upright and just in the right and proper way. So at the very least, I have a little bit of advice. I have some sort of thing that I can put on my head that I can understand at the very least in the midst of all these things. So those things I can't understand, those things I'm not able to fully comprehend, I will leave them along the lines of saying that it's not upon me to finish everything. It's not upon oneself to finish everything. Okay. Amar Seichel Zevadai. That's for sure. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Kim Olam Olam Mishpat. That Shekadosh Baruch Hu, he established the entire world on a matter of justice. And he runs this entire world also in a manner of righteous judgment, in a matter of justice. This is something which is possible to be seen without any problems, with no question. Like the trusted shepherd, Moshe Rabbeinu testified, Hatsur tamim paolo ki kol derachav mishpat el emuna ve'en avel tzadik v'yeshar hu. The rock, his work is complete, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth without wrong, he is righteous and just. Amra ha-Neshama, so the Neshama responds to this. Yosher ha-Mishpat hazeh ve'omek ha-etza ha-shlema hazot, so it's regarding this idea of this righteous, upright justice, and the depths of this matter that's what I'm mentioning. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to understand clearly to its finest point. That which you've told me that it's possible to understand, I want you to relate that to me. I want to understand how God runs this universe in a just fashion. I want to see what justice is and how it works. So what we at this point have reached is the beginning and the opening question and answer that leads to the rest of the Sefer, that leads to the rest of this work, that there is method to the madness. That the universe is not a random encounter. It is not a random big bang that just occurs. That there is an express reason why molecules come together the way they happen. That the universe runs according to a method that was intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that he has a plan for this universe. And that there is purpose within everything in the universe. That there's purpose to us, to our lives, to the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself to us and deliver to us his Torah, a means by which we are able to serve him. The Ramchal is telling us that while there are those things which are beyond us and not within our capability of understanding, there is without any question, though, a method, a formula by which we can pursue an understanding of the relationship of God and man and the universe. And with that, now we begin now the next and the first of many things to come in terms of specific inyanim, specific matters that the Ramchal is going to pinpoint, touch upon, explain, and illuminate for us. Amar HaSeichel, the Seichel says, Ach ma shesarich leverishana. The first thing, though, that I'm going to need to have to explain to you, in order for you to understand this just universe, Hu inyan mitziut ha'adam v'ha'avoda ha'mutelet alav. That is the existence of man and the service that is incumbent upon him. Latat mahu atachlit hanirtza becholzot, to understand what is the bottom line of that which desired in all of creation in connection with him. What is it that is incumbent upon him to accomplish and is desired of him to do? Amra ha-neshama, the soul responds. Zevadai inyan shemvakesh iyun harbe elavino al buryo b'chol chakav. This is for sure something that requires a tremendous amount of depth in order to understand it clearly in all of its details. The neshama is saying, yes, that is exactly what I want. In anyone's interest in seeking out the meanings of life and all that there is, there has to be a purpose. There has to be some reason for moving forward in terms of a spiritual exploration. If a person is looking just to fulfill some sense of self-desire, of self-consuming want of power, self-consuming wants of desire of being able to have to oneself honor over other people, or for any other self-serving means, then this sort of search is something which is going to be self-destructive. I recommend looking at some of the other shurim, such as the Mesilat Yesharim and so forth, that talk about the upright and just path by which a man takes in order to be able to assemble his character in the right and proper fashion to be able to pursue spiritual endeavors. But the neshama is responding here that he understands, she understands that yes, this requires a lot of work. It's not a simple matter. It's not something that a person can throw an incantation out and poof, all of a sudden all of the knowledge is within one's head. Understands that there's a logical progression that needs to take place in order to reach the various levels of understanding that we are looking to achieve in order to be able to serve God fully and completely with all our hearts and all our soul, which is our very goal and purpose. One of the things that I always find interesting is that I'm approached and asked, do I know about this or do I know about that in terms of various different esoteric issues? And inevitably speaking, when I end up with a conversation with such a person and I relate to them that the entire key to all esoteric knowledge is in order for one to grow in Yirat Shamayim, in the awe of heaven, in Ahavat Shamayim, in the love of heaven, and to increase upon one's service of God, immediately I get a shut off. Immediately those people seem to just disappear. I, Baruch Hashem, not everyone. There certainly are those who are committed to such a path. But understand that that is the focal point of all. That man has a purpose, and we're going to get to that right now. That man has a reason for being here, and that reason is in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve God, to fulfill God's will and God's want, which brought us into being. Amar Seichel, the Seichel now responds, Hayesod HaRishon, the first fundamental, the foundation. Sha'alav omed kol ha-binyan, that the entire structure, that the entire building stands. Hu shiratza haratzon ha'ayon, that it was the desire of the Almighty. She'adam mashlim et atzmo ve'et kol ha-nivra bishvilo, that man should perfect himself and all that which was created for him. That in itself, meaning that the perfection of himself and the perfection of the world around him will in fact be his merit and reward. Zchuto, his merit, the fishenimsa, that we will find, that he will make an effort to accomplish this perfection, and when he actually manages to accomplish this, that he will then benefit from the efforts that he put in by the work of his own hands, by the peace which has come about, by the reward that has come about from his own deeds, scharo, his reward, chare sof sof hu ye mushlam, and of course his reward is that he himself will in fact be perfect, v'yemitaneg betova lenetzach netzachim, and that he will be able to enjoy this for all eternity. The idea behind this is very pashut, is very simple. That, think along the lines like this. If a person was to spend his entire life being spoiled, He would never for any moment appreciate where he is, where he will be, or anything along those matters. There's no way for him to have a sense of appreciation for whatever level he might or might not be on. He may be a person of tremendous level of character, tremendous level of study, whatever else have you, but if he had spent an entire level without any challenge, he would have never overcome any challenge, and the difficulty for him then to perceive himself in any particular darga, in any particular level, in any particular sense of accomplishment will be absent. You find that in affluent societies of today, that our youth are constantly in a challenge with themselves. They have a constant fight against mental issues such as depression, simply because of the fact that they cannot comprehend who and what they are, where they've been and where they're going. Things have been so laid out to them that they have never developed a sense of effort producing reward. So what we're seeing first and foremost, the first fundamental, is that the whole structure of everything that's to come is based upon the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished that we should have a sense of doing in order to have accomplishment and to feel a sense of accomplishment for which we have done. Amra HaNeshama, the soul responds, Ze Yesod, this is a foundation, Shekolo Pinot Rabot, with many different facets. V'hinini Mamtenet Lishmoa, I'm waiting to hear this. Ma'av Tivnei Yesod, what will be built upon this? Sha'az Avchin L'mafreya Manich Labi Yesod, because then, in retrospect, I will be able to understand clearly what this foundation has within it. But I have a question I want to ask right away. Why is it that God desired this? Why did He want this? Why did He want to create beings that had a sense of working towards something, to feel an accomplishment, and to be accomplished? Right? So again, you have avoda, service, you have zchut, you have merit, again, which is that sense of accomplishment, and you have schar, which is that you have in fact accomplished. Those three things. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu wish to create that people in this world, that this is they're going to be their fundamental being? What was the reason behind this? Amar Seichel. The Seichel responds, Atam Pashut, the reason is simple. But it's actually, though, dependent upon another question. Shehi, which is what? Lama ratza abore baruch hu livro nivraim. Why did God wish to create creations? Why did God seek to create a universe and everything that's in it? Amra neshama, tashiva talacha veli milta deshavia letarvayhu. Okay, give me the answer, then I'll have the answer to everything, to both of them. Amar seichel. The seichel responds like this. That which we can understand regarding this matter is like this. Ki akel yitbarach shemo, God, blessed be His name, hu tachlit hatovada. He is for sure the epitome and the absolute of all which can be considered good. There's no question about it, for sure. Omnam, however, mechoka tov hu lehetiv. The aspect of tov, the aspect of good, of goodness, is to bestow goodness. Like, what is it to be good? It is to do good. When you think about it, who do you know who's good? Ah, it's the guy who does good to others. V'zehu ma'ashratzahu yitbarach shemo. That is what God wants. Livro nivraim. To create creations. Kidei shiuchal lehetiv lehem. Meaning that God created things for the purpose that He should be able to bestow upon them good. Ki im en makabela tov en hatava. Because if there's nothing to receive good, well, then there's no goodness. Well, however, but before we go forward, I just want you to understand that there is certainly aspects of this particular argument that requires a far deeper level of hitbonut, of introspection and delving and looking into beyond just the simple cursory understanding that we're going to be giving here. And that has to do with the fact that in its essence, God doesn't need anything. It's not that God needs to create. I understand that from the beginning. It's not that there's a need for this to happen. But in order for this appellation of God is good to carry with it the weight of existence, there is going to be good then to be, in other words, there is a need then for this good to be able to bestow. But God created the concept of goodness in its very essence. If God didn't create goodness, there would be no goodness. So understand that there is a certain point where we can't go beyond, which is before God's midot. In other words, before the midot, the traits of God exist that He has presented to us. If we look before that, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that a person who looks above, looks below, and so forth, looks beyond, this is a person better, he's never created. I mean, that's not where we're going. But the point is that once God has set upon Himself that He should bestow, in other words, that He should present a sense of midot, a sense of traits that we are able to perceive, in other words, in the various traits that the Torah presents, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of being chesed, in terms of kindness, in terms of gevurah, in terms of strength, and so forth. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it was decided upon in the Retzon HaElyon that this should be the case, that's when everything begins to unfold. So we're really taking it from that position. So understand, it's not that God had to create any of this. It's that from the point that God decided that there would be this expression of these midot, this expression of these traits, that once that occurs, then everything then has to happen. Meaning that good needs to have a receiver. And that's where we are in right now. Well, no, however, k'dei she'tehei hatava shlema, in order so that this giving should be a complete giving, meaning that it should be a perfect giving, yada b'chokhmato haniskava, it was understood by His incredibly high wisdom, that in order for this to be a complete, to be a real proper acceptance, there has to be a concept that the acceptors are going to receive this because they merit it. Right? So again, before, remember we said there's three stages. There's the avoda, there's the service, there's the zchut, there's the merit. In other words, that one, in other words, has a sense of accomplishment for having performed what it did, and there is the final reward, which is that he in fact is perfect, that he has reached a sense of perfection. So, understanding that's the case, so pulling back here for a moment, so now we're talking about this idea that if God wants to be able to bestow good, right, He wants there to be reward, He wants them to be able to receive the good, there has to also be a stage of work in order to be able to merit, and the sense of accomplishment that comes from that, and then eventually this reward, in order for this to be a perfect transference of good from the bestower of good to the receiver of good. Ki az yuhem bali hatovahu. Because you see, then they will be ones that can possess this good. They are ones that are roi, that are proper to have this good. Velo yishar lehem boshet panim. They will not have, at that point, any sense of embarrassment, any sense of shame, bekabalam hatov, when they receive this good. Because if they didn't merit it, then why are they getting it? Then there's a sense of, I'm not deserving, it doesn't belong. If that sense is in there, then there's going to be something wrong in the process. Kemisha mekabel tzedakah me'acher, it's like a person who's receiving charity from somebody else, then he has a sense, in this case, a sense of embarrassment, that he's in a position that this is necessary. And upon this it says, Man de'achel de'lav de'lei ba'helis to'kolei ba'ape. It says, one who does not eat of his own is ashamed to look at the person who is giving it to him. Amra neshama, the neshama responds, Atam mityashev libi, this reason sits well with me. Ata shlem devarecha, please, if you can go ahead and finish your words. Amar seichel, the seichel then continues like this. Min ha'kdama ashehikdamnu, from that introduction which we began with, yetzalanu shorash gadol litbonen alav, we have reached now a great root by which we can introspect upon. V'hu inyan ha'cheseron u'shlemut, and this is the matter of lack and completion, perfection and lack of perfection. Ki ata, now, tzrich ledat, you have to understand, ma hachesron umahu todotav, what is imperfection, and what are the things which come out from that? Umahu tikuno, and what is the way in order to fix this? Shetishalem bo habriya, that a creation should be perfected. Ve'ezed derech ha'asot ha'tikon hazeh, and what is the manner by which we come about to cause this tikkun, to cause this fixing of the matter, umahem toldotav, and what are the various things that come out from this? Amra neshama, the neshama responds. Aval choshevet ani, but it appears to me shayasrich lavin mahu hashlemut shegiyo lo adam kshishlim avodato v'shavat mimlachto. It seems to me that we have to understand then. You know, what is it, this perfection? What is the perfection? What's this completion that one reaches when he has completed, when he has perfected his service, and he has now stopped performing, in other words, stopped his labors. He's no longer doing this. She'az navinu mafreya kol zeh shizkarnu. It would seem to me then that I could look back and understand then from a hindsight perspective what was mentioned, and understand then how we got there. V'atam l'zeh pashut umvuar, and the reason for this is clear and understood. Ki halo zeh she'asiga adam nifsof humash she'chaser mimenu p'tchila. That we always know this famous statement that hindsight is 20/20. And as Ramchal is telling us just this, that the neshama is saying, it seems clear then that from hindsight, by knowing the end, I can understand what was missing from the beginning. U'mimnei she'chaser mimenu husarich lishtadel liknoto. And then once I know what's missing, then I can make an effort then to complete it, an effort to go ahead and to reach perfection that's necessary. Amar HaSeichel, the Seichel responds, Kendi Bart, so you are right. However, Hashleimut nuchal lavinoto ata bichlal. Now, the concept, though, of perfection can only be understood in general right now, v'lo b'prat, and not specifically. And by knowledge of this in general, we will be able to understand in hindsight what was missing, what are the details that are missing. For nevertheless, because any form of lack is going to be something which prevents this perfection, even in general, from occurring. Amar Neshama, okay. And more masha ta'umer al shleimut hazeh. Then please, even you explain then this matter of perfection. Amar Seichel. The Seichel now explains. Hashleimut hazeh pashutu min hamikra u min hasvara. From the perspective of psukim, from the perspective of the Torah and the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, and so forth, we can understand what perfection is. U min hasvara, and also from logic, from understanding. That man should cleave unto God's holiness. That he should have a sense of pleasure from what he can understand of his honor, without anything that is going to create an imposition or prevent him from being able to have that hana, from having that pleasure in his creator. If you want, we can now take the perspective of Psukim. As titanek al Hashem, you will then have joy in God. Yeshvu yesharim et panecha, the just will sit before you. Sova semachot et panecha, the sated with joys of your countenance. And there are many other psukim like this. In every corner that you turn, in terms of the Nevi'im and Ketuvim, you will see this. This is known to every nation, to everyone. Everyone sees this. You can go ahead, look into the words of the Torah, and you will see this. Over Divrei Razal, and we find by the words of the Chachamim, Ha'olam haba ein bo lo achila velo shtia el tzadikim yoshvim v'atrotehem brashehem v'nehenim mezi v'shchina. Then the world to come, there's no eating, there's no drinking, but rather the righteous, they sit there with their crowns upon their heads, and they enjoy the splendor of the Shechina. And if we want to take another direction, let's take the direction now of understanding, of just reason. The neshama is nothing more than a piece of godliness from above. What then does the soul desire more than anything else, rather than to return and to cleave unto its source, and to comprehend its source? Keteva kol alul achoshech li lato, like all causes desire their maker. Ve'em menuchata elek shetasig etze, and they don't have any sense of rest until they understand this, until they understand from where they've come, and to understand their source, to understand their nature. That one of the chief drives of mankind. But what is this idea of cleaving? Ma'asagazo, what is this understanding we're talking about? The problem is that to understand what this means in actuality, what does it mean to have an understanding? What does it mean to have a cleaving, to attach unto godliness? This is not something which we can understand while we are still here in a sense of imperfection. While there are things that can give us some sort of hitlavut, some sort of awakening, some sort of internal flame that fires, we do not have a sense of what this is until the time of reward in the future. But from this, though, we can, though, understand what our imperfections are. From here, we can understand what's missing. That when we understand that the sense of perfection, of completion, is when we have this idea of cleaving, so everything which is a distancing of oneself from this aspect of cleaving unto God, that is a imperfection. V'hamania v'hamitzaat benotenu ubeno yiprachshamo, and that also that the lacks are anything which creates a barrier, anything which comes between us and God. That is going to be an imperfection. That's going to be a lack, a loss. Shibavur ze yir shala devek bo kumoshin devek achriya shir tavur aminya. That what? That it will not, that it knows anything that's going to prevent us from attaching to God, as we would be able to do once you have removed this particular stumbling block. Zeu achesron shano shikhin nish de laha vir bimeru. That is something which we need to overcome. That is something which we need to get around. That is something which we need to remove. That's a imperfection. That's a problem. Like, no, and what we need to do then is to achieve the perfection that we've mentioned above. However, so there is, though, nevertheless, one additional introduction that has to be presented first, which is very important in order to be able to move forward. Amra Haneshama, the Neshama says like this. Umahi, what is this hakdama? What is this introduction you wish to give us? Amar Seichel, the Seichel responds, She'eloka baruch hu, that God, blessed be He, hayayichol v'day livro ha'adam v'chol ha'bri'ah b'tach l'tishlemut, that it is possible for God to have chosen to have created man and all creation at this epitome of completion, at its epitome of perfection. V'lo'od, not only, ela shemechuko hayaru oishiyakach, that it, seemingly speaking, it would make sense that perfection would be God perfection. Kiliyoto shalem b'chol minei shlemut, gam pulotov ro'oishtiye shlemut b'chol shlemutav, meaning that since He is perfect, all that which He creates or He acts upon should in fact themselves also be perfect. Ela shekasher gazra chokhmato lahaniach la'adam sheshlim hu et atzmo, but once though that there was this decree, that by His wisdom, that He should leave man to be able to perfect himself, bara habriot ha'ele chesronot hashlemut, then creation had to take place with lack, with something to overcome, with something to accomplish. Harei ze kilu ikev midat shlemuto v'tuvo ha'gadol shelo lasot kechok gulata bebriot ha'ele. So that means to say that what? That it is as if that He had gone ahead and He had held back a sense of His perfection and His good in order to be able, for the benefit of creation, that it is that He did this in order to make it possible for the benefit of creation to be. Ela asotam keota techuna shratzaba lefi atachlit hemuchuvan b'machshavato hasam iskevet. That, in other words, that because that basically that He did this in order so that there's the manner by which He wished creation to happen should occur in a fashion that He wished according to His incredible wisdom. V'chan nichlelet yediyah acheret. So from here now we come up to another matter which is inclusive now, and there's another inyan, another matter. V'hi ma shamru, and that is what the Chachamim said in Gemara Chagiga, that Shakai, that the name Shakai, she'amar lo lamo dai, that he said to his world, enough. That the heavens were expanding out until God said to them, that's it, stop here. Like it says in the Midrash, it's certainly possible that God could have created more creations than he created. And he could have created the greater, even amongst them, than he created. Now, if God wanted to create man on the same level as himself, as the creator, lo haya lahem shiur, there would be no limit to the levels of creation. Kmo she'en shiur lo v'lichlalto, so then that just like there is no limits as far as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, and, or as far as what Kodesh Baruch Hu is capable of doing. Of Abraham lefi erech hanifa, but rather he created them according to the plan, according to what he intended on that which would be, that which would exist. In other words, on that which would act in this world. In other words, everything is created according to this plan that God had. Dahainu, shishi'er behem amida v'tchuna hanota behem lefiem uchuvan behem. Meaning that he gave all of them the specific traits and the specific matters by which they would be able to perform and to do according to his plan. Nevertheless, we can still say, though, that there's an idea that so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back his infinite ability to do. In other words, that it shouldn't be done according to his level. That only things should be done to the extent by which the creatures that he's in fact going to create. Meaning it's only according to them. Meaning their level that he asserted himself into the creation. So Amar Neshama. So Neshama says, Kol zeh muchrach vaday, all this, it certainly has to be the case. This is a matter of faith. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all capable, all powerful in every aspect. That there's no way to place any sort of limit to what he's capable of accomplishing. And all that everything that we see that's created, I mean, everything that it's a creation, is something which has gvul, which has limits. And nothing can be created on the level of God. Except according to what is according to God's plan. I mean, God created a plan, everything is created that fits that plan, not fitting the divine capabilities, but rather fitting what the plan is, what is fitting for that plan. So Amar HaSeichel, the Seichel responds, Nigdor HaKlal HaZeh. So let's come now to a summary for what we've come to at this point. Then we can go on to another fundamental principle. Zeklal, this is the general principle. Elokai Yibrach Shemo, that God, blessed be His name, that He held back, as so to speak, et atzmo Himself. Perush, that means to say, Shemanat Yicholato, that He held back from doing everything that He could do, Bivro Nivra'av, in His creation of man, or all things for that matter, Shalola Asot Otam Kefi Kocho, that He did not make them according to His level of capability, but only that which He desired for them, which He intended for them, meaning that He gave them what was needed for them to be part of His plan. Uvraam chaserim, He created them with imperfect. In order so that they should complete, that they should perfect themselves. That when they would perform and they would do what was necessary to perfect themselves, they would have the merit of the fact that they were now zoche, that they merited doing it because they accomplished what they set out to do, meaning that their actions brought them to that point, and also have the reward of being at that point from what they've strove to do. But kol zeh rak b'rtzoto lehitiv hatava shlema, and all of this stems out from this particular midah, from this aspect that was in his desire to bestow good completely, totally, and perfectly. And with that, we're actually going to hold for today's shiur. And God willing, we'll pick up next week, continuing on with the words of the Ramchal. If not here, then in Yerushalayim, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimhana, Bimeinu. Amen.